Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusheye Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you with me. I want to believe that you have been having a wonderful week. Today, I want to just have a very short conversation about something that we often overlook, but is very, very important in building a successful life and a successful brand. And that is being on time. Being on time. Now, many of us have heard the popular cliches and quotes that time is money and that time is an asset and it's important how we manage our time and so many other things like that. But beyond doing that, beyond managing our time effectively, it is very important that we learn how to be on time. Unfortunately, in Africa, we have and particularly in Nigeria, we have the concept of Nigerian time. We believe that it is acceptable to be late. And really, there are places where it's okay to be a bit late, you know, maybe like parties and events and things like that. But most of us carry that mindset into the workplace, into our business place, and then we are late for everything. Some people are late for everything. They are never on time. They're always scrambling, you know, scrambling for time. They never get anywhere on time. And I want to tell you that this, you know, what seems like a very simple habit is actually having a negative effect on you and can sabotage all your efforts to be successful. You must learn to be on time. Being on time is an asset. Being on time projects you as someone who's dependable and who is reliable. Being on time shows that, look, when we say time is an asset, for example, if you cannot manage your own time, then people begin to wonder, is it a good idea to do business with this person who cannot even manage themselves to be on time? You must learn to manage your time and manage yourself to be on time to events. Don't be a consistent latecomer. Don't always rush in, giving apologies. If you're building a career and you have a workplace and you do that, it projects you in a negative light. No matter how many great ideas you end up having the course of the meeting, because you're always coming in late, always apologizing, you have already started by giving a very negative image about yourself. And you may say, well, I don't work, I do business. It's the same thing. When you have meetings with people, it's always better to be the person who is on time than to be the one calling to apologize for running late. Now, I do know that there are sometimes, that there are some occasions whereby the traffic or the weather or something makes us to be late. I think that you can judge if you are a latecomer by how people judge you on such occasions. It should be said of you that, oh, I wonder what happened. It's unlike her, it's unlike him to be late. Maybe it's the traffic. People should be the one making excuses for you, not you having to come and justify yourself and say, oh, I'm late, it was the traffic. And then the response is, what of the days there were no traffic? Are you not always late? It's not a good thing. From today, I want to encourage you to start working on it. Now, beyond what it does for you in terms of your image, such that, you know, when you are on time, it projects you as somebody who's dependable, who's trustworthy, who's reliable, who's in charge. That is the external projection. Internally, it also benefits you, because when you are in control of yourself, when you set out to say, I'm going to be there by 9, and able to be there by 9, as little as that victory is, it actually builds your self-confidence, because it shows that you can manage yourself. So within you, it helps you to build your confidence in yourself, in your ability. You might think of it as, you know, as something that is so simple, but I can tell you that it has a profound effect on you. Every time you set out a goal to say, I'm going to be at that meeting by 10 o'clock, I'm going to be at that place by 9 o'clock, and you do that, it counts as a victory. It counts as a goal that you have achieved. And vice versa, every time you set up a goal to say, I'm going to be at that meeting for 9 o'clock, I end up being there 9:30, it counts somewhere in your subconscious as another goal that you have not met. And so whether you're piling up successes or you're piling up failures, all those things come to bear and affect your mindset. Now, some people find it difficult to be on time, and I can tell you that it's just a matter of planning. So if you are that person who's always struggling with being on time, you want to be on time, you have made up your mind, you have made so many New Year resolutions to be on time, but somehow you are still being late, let me share with you a few tips that can help you to be on time. Number one, plan backwards. What I mean by plan backwards? If you are going to an event that starts by 10 a.m., time yourself to get there from quarter to 10. Now go backwards. How much travel time do you need from maybe your house to the event venue? So let's say you need 45 minutes. So then you plan backwards to say, okay, if I need to be there for, let's say, did I say 12 noon? 12 noon, quarter to 12, and I need 45 minutes to drive. So that means I need to get into my car at 11 a.m. Now for me to get in my car at 11 a.m., how much time do I need to dress up? What do I need to do in the morning? How much time do I need for my makeup to gather my things? So let's say you need an hour to do all that. Then that means that by 10 a.m., you must be hitting the bathroom. So before you can hit the bathroom and leave your house, how long do you need to do all your preparations? Maybe get your kids ready, get yourself ready, whatever. Prepare whatever what it is you're going to do at the meeting. If you need 2 hours, that means that by 8 o'clock, you'll be awake. So keep planning backward like that so that you know your start time and you can predict your end time. And so that's one tip, plan backward. The second tip is identify the things that delay you. There are people who get dressed, and I have someone in my family who does this, people who get dressed on time and then they start searching for their key. So the key is like a most constant source of delay. Some people have other sources of delay. You must identify yours. For some people, it is detaching from their kids. For some people, it is, you know, their shoes or whatever. You must identify what are the things that make me late. When I set out to go somewhere on time, what are the things that distract me at the last minute and cost me extra unplanned minutes? And then sort them out before. So if you know that your keys make you late, before you go to bed the previous night, find your keys and keep them somewhere. And keep them where you are going to see them, okay? If you know you are going to go with some notes, with some materials, get everything ready. So it's important that you identify the things that delay you, make you come late, and then deal with them before the time that you want to set out. It's not where you want to set out. Those things come up, you begin to deal with them. You should be able to identify over time the things that make you, that delay you in going out or in getting to your place on time, and then deal with them. Now, the third tip I will say again, which basically encompasses all the ones I've said, is to plan effectively. Plan your time. If you have a meeting for 10 o'clock and you know you need to prepare for that meeting, again, plan, you know, block out that period of time and set off an alarm. Thankfully, we have so many things, so many devices, so many apps that can help us, you know, to be on time. We have alarm clocks, we have schedulers, we have reminders, and so many things in our phones and our laptops that can help us. Utilize all these gadgets. Set off an alarm to remind you. Set off a reminder on your laptop. Set off whatever it is that you need to remind you so that you can get to the venue on time. Being on time is very important. When you are on time consistently, people learn to respect you. And people learn to respect your time as well. I mean, if you show up a meeting on time, let's say 2 or 3 times consecutively, all the other people who attend that meeting will tend to show up on time the next meeting, because if they come late and they keep apologizing to you, they will try and avoid it. But if you come late for a meeting and you have to apologize, eventually others will also decide to come late. And before you know it, a meeting for 10 o'clock starts at 11 and that becomes a norm. No, don't allow that to become a norm. Remember that when you are on time, it shows that you are serious, it shows that you are dependable, it shows that you are good at managing yourself, and as such, you can manage whatever it is that is given to you. Don't be an habitual latecomer. It takes away from your persona and from your brand. My task for you this week is simply to, you know, check your wristwatch and plan backwards. Ask yourself, what do I have to do? If I have to do this for 10 o'clock, if I have to be here for 10 o'clock, when do I need to leave my office? When do I leave to leave my house? How do I factor in traffic? You can build in extra time for traffic. You can monitor traffic on maybe like a Google map to see, okay, what is the average travel time? Maybe the normal travel time is 30 minutes, but now because of the time of the day, what is the travel time? And you build that into your plan. And like I would add, I can assure you that it is better to get there ahead of time than to get there late. Remember, you're building a brand, you're building a persona, and you're building yourself for a successful life. And one feature of people who are successful, who are respected, who are trusted, is that they are on time. So this week, this month, make it a part of you to always be on time. And that's a wrap for today's show. I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope you have learned something. If you have, do remember to share this with family and friends. And do drop a review if you can. Till I come your way next time, take care of yourself, stay safe, and bye.